Good day from the KYMN Newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. On Tuesday night, the Northfield City Council approved the sale of the former Northfield News Building at 115 5th Street West to Loon Liquors. The company intends to dramatically remodel the building to create what the owners call a destination distillery. In June of 2022, the city of Northfield purchased the property for $1.2 million. At the time, the plan was to build a new municipal liquor store on the site where the current one stands and to use the Northfield News Building as a temporary home for the liquor store during construction. However, with changed plans, the building became available. At the same time, the owners of Loon Liquors, Mark Schiller and Simeon Rossi, were engaged in negotiations with the City of Northfield and the United States Postal Service about buying the downtown post office, which would have been their new home. Schiller said, however, that the USPS was taking far longer than time allowed for Loon, with capacity and space needs at an almost urgent level for the company. They had to look elsewhere. As it turned out, the Northfield News Building, which is more than 7,500 square feet on the ground level, was an excellent place to look next. Mayor Rhonda Pownell said the idea of buying property and holding it is not something the city government had done before because the Housing and Redevelopment Authority and the Economic Development Authority have programs to handle that, and the administrative branch of the city does not. However, she said the city council saw an opportunity when the building was purchased, and it turned out to be a good one.
If you don't have property, businesses will go elsewhere. And this is an opportunity for us, and I'm just really thankful, again, that we have this particular building that was available, that our city staff and many others worked really hard with an existing business to create this opportunity for them to grow and expand right here within our borders.
Loon will pay approximately $996,000 for the building based on an independent appraisal, leaving a gap, according to the city financial advisor Nick Anhut, of about $290,000. The city intends to use tax abatement with an assist from Rice County to make up the difference. Economic Development Coordinator Nate Carlson again said during Tuesday night's meeting that this deal is a win for Loon Liquors, a win for Rice County, and a win for the city of Northfield. Bringing a vibrant business like Loon downtown and helping them expand will only enhance the city's economy. Schiller said Loon is focused on offering a rare experience to their visitors.
We're really looking to also set this up for tours and tourism. What a lot of distilleries kind of have as their last thought is like, let's show you our craft. Let's give you a tour. There are only, I think, about four distilleries in the state that offer tours. We're looking to offer that as the main attraction.
With a quickly expanding demand for their products and more products being offered, the owners of Loon Liquor are very eager to begin the renovation project. Schiller said they hope to be moved in and operating downtown sometime in early 2025. One of the goals for the next Northfield Comprehensive Plan is to offer guidance for real managed growth within the city limits. Betsy Buckheit, the chair of the Northfield Planning Commission and one of the leaders of the Comprehensive Plan Project, said things have progressed to the point where the planners are now looking at Northfield as a whole and evaluating where more investments should go, where the best return on investment would be, and what parts of the city have been underutilized. One of the underutilized sections of town is nearly the entire west side of Northfield. The west side of Highway 3 has been underdeveloped, lacking in retail stores, parklands, and leaving many Westsiders feel like they are on an island. Buckheit said addressing the issues caused by Highway 3 on the west side of Northfield will be addressed in the new plan.
Looking to how we can make Highway 3 as street-like as possible, the west side of Highway 3 through downtown has been problematic for a long time, not being used as completely as it could be. We heard a lot of that from people this time around saying, gee, if only we could cross Highway 3, things would be a lot easier getting back and forth from neighborhoods to downtown.
Another idea the project will address is an expansion of downtown Northfield. The city has much more space to develop, including the northwest area, but Buckheit said that land will be expensive to develop because of the infrastructure needs. The city, she said, believes they should be looking to take advantage of growth areas where the infrastructure is already in place, and downtown Northfield could actually offer more possibilities.
Downtown is incredibly valuable tax-wise, with multiple stories on not too much land. Is there more in that kind of pattern, you know, a little bit more vertical than horizontal, say, around downtown that we could do that would really generate very rich tax base without much cost to infrastructure at all.
Other options being considered are more housing near Hillcrest Village, creating more density in that area, and taking further steps to connect outer neighborhoods like Mayflower Hill and Wang's Woods with the rest of Northfield. Buckeye said the Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee is expected to meet within the next month to evaluate the ideas and offer their input. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1, The One.